This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Alaska fishermen have hauled in record salmon harvests in recent years. Last summer's catch of sockeye was at an all-time high, 75 million fish. And this year's catches are strong, too. Now prices are cratering. As Nat Herz reports, you can blame or thank the usual suspects, supply and demand, and Russian salmon exports seem to be part of the equation.
Jared Danielson is having a slow day of salmon fishing out off the Alaska Peninsula, the long finger of land jutting toward the Aleutian Islands. While his fishing net bobs in the water, he has time for a quick boat tour thanks to satellite internet.
There's my little bag of fish I have all day. You can see the rest is empty.
For a summer of hard work, when salmon prices are high, Danielson can take home a six-figure profit. But this summer, he's getting just 70 cents a pound, less than half of last year's price. He's not expecting to break even.
The disaster. Worst season ever for pretty much everyone I've talked to.
One big factor in this disaster is that Alaska salmon is sold around the world. Brody Pearson used to sell salmon on the global marketplace. He says customers in Great Britain love canned sockeye.
And they'll make salmon cucumber sandwiches day in and day out. That's their PB&J, so to speak.
But Pearson says global consumers are eating fewer of those sandwiches and other salmon products these days with the threat of an economic slowdown. On top of that, there's also a huge quantity of leftover salmon from last year's enormous harvest.
There was no market to take all of that supply.
And speaking of supply, it's not just Alaska fish that there's too much of. Seafood processing companies are accusing Russia of dumping its own record catch of salmon into global markets this year to pay for its war on Ukraine. In spite of sanctions, some Russian fish exports still make it to the U.S. That's because there's a loophole that allows fish into the country if it's first processed in China. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska has tried and so far failed to get Congress and the Biden administration to crack down.
The whole point of these sanctions was to go after people who are supporting Putin to let them feel pain. The only people who are feeling pain right now are Alaskan fishermen.
International fish sales are kind of like oil for Russia. Some economists say they generate cash the country can then use to pay for war supplies from places like Iran or China. And the flood of Russian-caught fish on the global market means fishermen in Alaska turn less of a profit. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz for Marketplace.